the Big Bang, the beginning of the universe. It might have sounded like that, but no one was around to hear it. Scientists will soon be able to find out much more when the world's largest and most sensitive telescope is built, spanning hundreds of kilometres in South Africa and Australia, but headquartered at Jodrell Bank. Well, standing here in the rain, surrounded by the green fields of the Cheshire countryside, with the smell of muck spreading hanging in the air, you don't necessarily feel like you're at the epicentre of global science. But if you look behind you, you see the historic Lovell Telescope. Just at the foot of it is this quite new, pretty anonymous looking grey building. It's the headquarters of the Square Kilometre Array organisation, the SKA. 10 different countries fund it, another 10 take part in it as well. And when it's all up and running in the early part of the next decade, it will be making headlines and scientific breakthroughs across the world.
So over the next year and a half, we'll be building a new facility here that connects onto our existing offices. And this new facility will be tasked with managing the construction and ultimately the operation of the world's largest radio telescope.
Matthew Isidro is from the body that runs the Square Kilometre Array.
So we'll have lots of experts, scientists, engineers from all around the world working here at this facility to monitor this telescope that's being built in South Africa and Australia. So we'll have a new facility sort of extending from the current one down that corridor.
I'm Robert Braun, I'm the SK Science Director. In so many areas of astrophysics, we will make breakthroughs. We will be able to watch how dust particles coalesce into planets around other stars. We will be able to look back at the very first lights that came on in the universe. And we'll also be able to track the growth of structures, galaxies like the ones that we live in, how they've grown over time and evolved. We've begun to realize that normal matter, like you and I are made of, accounts for about 5% of all the matter in the universe. Now, what's the rest of this matter? Ultimately, we will gain that understanding, and it's very hard to predict where that'll take us, what new technologies will emerge, how they will benefit mankind.
And they'll be searching out planets that could support new life and new civilizations. The equipment will be able to detect signals from planets tens of light years away. But these telescopes on the other side of the world won't look anything like Lovell's telescope at Jodrell Bank.
In South Africa, we will be putting small versions of the Lovell telescope, essentially. About 200 of these telescopes will be distributed over an extent of about 150 kilometers. In Australia, on the other hand, antennas that are each about the size of a person. We're putting 130,000 in total of such antennas out into the desert in Western Australia, that together form the equivalent of a telescope of about 35 meters in diameter.
We'll be recruiting up to about 80 people in the next 5 to 10 years. So we'll have very high-level dignitaries coming here, ministers, diplomats, ambassadors. So this will really help to put Cheshire on the global science map.